This is St. Louis Public Radio. Members of a St. Louis dance troupe believe the first step towards having difficult conversations can be taken without words. On Saturday, Madco Dance Company will hold a community performance designed to get people with opposing views and politics to talk to each other. As St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports, the free event at Central Studio began with listening to people open up about their communities.
Madco's The Unity Movement started with a series of questions. The company worked with Washington University researchers to go way beyond the stereotypical, "Where'd you go to high school?"
We've been asking people around the city, you know, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are you afraid of?
That's Emily Morton, Madco's managing director. She says the point is to find common ground.
Are there things within those questions that people do actually think similarly as opposed to differently? And do some of our differences that we have actually make us stronger?
People who live in East St. Louis, Tower Grove, and Clayton all exist in very different worlds. But some things are the same. For example, they all said they feared for their kids' safety when walking to the school bus. Choreographers transformed this kind of information into movement for a trio of dance pieces. One, called Miles Dialogued, includes the sounds of smartphones in an unusual number with dancers moving not to music, but to the words of a TED Talk by national radio host Celeste Headlee.
There is no reason to learn how to show you're paying attention if you are, in fact, paying attention.
The piece is based on Headlee's talk about having better conversations. Choreographer and dancer Darrell Heisch says it will resonate with anyone who's tried, and maybe failed, to connect with another person.
Like, oh yeah, I do tend to talk to my kids like that, you know, repeating something over and over to my children because I want to think of, oh, you have to be listening to me or to your coworker.
Heisch says choreographers decided to strip the performers of as much identifying information as possible.
We wanted to erase male, female. We wanted to erase socioeconomic status. So one of the things that we're going to do with this piece is everyone is going to be essentially in the same outfit so that it puts everyone on that equal playing field. Everyone is the same.
But some identities aren't as easily erased. During an after-show conversation following a recent performance, an audience member asked whether choreographers considered race in their casting.
We did the opposite.
Madco dancer Belicia Beck choreographed the piece along with Heisch and another dancer.
We for sure didn't start off as, okay, so we're talking about racial inequality, so we need to start with a white woman because white women are blah blah blah, and then we're going to do a black man last and the music will fade. We didn't have those kind of conversations.
But conversations among Madco creatives did include how to draw a wider crowd. Artistic director Nicole Weitzel says taking these performances out of theaters and into public spaces makes more people feel welcome.
Not everybody feels like they belong. Not everybody can afford to go to the theater. And so by opening up these community performances for free, we're just hoping that we can get more and more people feeling invited and included because they do belong. We all belong.
Madco will perform the dance piece Saturday afternoon at Central Studio in the Central West End. A June 12th performance will be held at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Community Center in East St. Louis. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.